சைத்தன் சொல்லாயணமும் ஸ்ரீ சைத்தன்ய சரிதாமிரதம் ஆதிலீலா ஷோடஷ பரிச்சயம் சாப்டர் 16 103.
ஆசோ ஸ்ரீ ரூபாய
চৈতন্যচরিতামৃতো ও হে কৃষ্ণদাস চৈতন্যচরিতামৃতো শৈশব সাফল্য কিছু না লবে আমার শিষ্যর সমান মুই না হো তোমার অহম বলে মহাপ্রভু সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি গড ইট অহম বলে I am not even fit to be your disciple. The popped up Pandit scholar Mahaprabhu say, I am not even fit to be your disciple. Therefore, kindly do not take seriously whatever childish impudence I have shown. So loving dealings, very pleasing dealings. This is Mahaprabhu's motto. His dealings are very pleasing dealings. Not harsh at all. Not harsh at all. Tridipurna devahar, juktipurna katha. That's Mahaprabhu's way of dealing. Tridipurna devahar, juktipurna katha. His dealings are very pleasing. This case of Kashmiri, the poet, champion poet, was so popped up. Oh, he's a boy, child. He teaches this child grammar to children, ABCD only. He don't know this. Alunkar, Shastra, the rhetoric, all this. So, disregarding, he was so much disregard, Mahaprabhu. So much. But Mahaprabhu dealt with him so nicely. I am not even fit to be your disciple, therefore kindly do not take seriously whatever childish impudence has shown. And crossed his pride very nicely. Showing his defect, in his verse, quoting one verse exactly, the champion became astonished. Oh, how he quoted the verse exactly. I quoted the verse like a cyclone, Dhundavata. And it is own composition. He didn't quote it from any sastra. How could he remember? How could he quote it exactly? This first crossing his pride. আজি পাশা যাও কালি মিলিব আবার শুনিব তোমার মুখে শাস্ত্রের বিচার প্লিজ গো ব্যাক হোম এন্ড টুমারো উই মে মিট এগেইন সো দ্যাট আই মে হিয়ার দিস কোর্সেস অন দি শাস্ত্র ফ্রম ইয়র মাউথ সো ডিউরিং দি নাইট এভরিথিং উইল কমপ্লিটলি চেঞ্জ এই মতে নিজ ঘরে গেলা দুইজন কবি রাত্রে কইল সরস্বতী আরাধনা In this way, both the poet and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back to their homes, and at night the poet worshipped Mother Saraswati. Saraswati sopne tare upadesha kaila, sakhyat ishwar kari prabhu ke janila. In a dream, the goddess informed him of the Lord's position, and the poetic champion could understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead himself. So he had disregarded supreme personality of Godhead. Great offense he has committed. Prate asi prabhupade loilo saran prabhu kripa koilo tar kundilo bandhan. Next morning the poet came to Lord Chaitanya and surrendered unto his lotus feet. Complete change. One night complete change. The Lord bestowed his mercy upon him and cut off all his bondage to material attachment. The same process advocated by Lord Sri Krishna in his teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, surrender unto me in all instances, was advocated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The champion surrendered unto the Lord, and the Lord favored him. One who is favored by Lord is freed from mortal bondage, stated in Bhagavad Gita, Tekta deham punar janma naiti mangeti sorjana. Bhagyavanta digdijayi sakal sapal jivan. Vidyabale pailo Mahaprabhu rasaran. The poetic champion was certainly most fortunate. His life was successful by dint of his vast learning and erudite scholarship, and thus he attained the shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Narottamdas Thakur has sung that the best qualification for taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya is to the most fallen, because the Lord came specifically deliver the fallen soul. In this age, there are very few scholars. Almost everyone is fallen, meat eater, drunkard, woman hunter, or gambler. Such persons are never considered learned scholars, even if they pose as such. Because the so-called scholars superficially see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates with the fallen souls. They think that he is meant for lower class of men, but they do not need them. Need him. Those such scholars do not take the Krishna consciousness movement to be puffed up with the false learning. Therefore, is a disqualification for accepting the Krishna consciousness movement. But there is a special example, for although the poetic champion was a greatly learned scholar, Lord also favored him because of his humble submission. जे किछु विशेष यहाँ करिल प्रकाश से वृंदावन दास ठाकुर डिस्क्राइब ऑल दीज इंसिडेंट्स एलाबोरेटली आई हैव ओनली प्रेजेंटेड स्पेसिफिक इंसिडेंट्स ही हैज नॉट डिस्क्राइब चैतन्य गोसाई रो लीला अमृतेर धार सर्वेन्द्रिय तुत्त हो श्रवणी धार द नेक्टर एंड ड्रॉप्स ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु फर्स्ट टाइम कैन सैटिस्फाई द सेंसेस ऑफ एवरीवन हु हियर्स देम श्री रूप रघुनाथ पदे दासो चैतन्य सत्तामस्त कहे कृष्णदास प्रेइंग एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री रूप एंड रघुनाथ ऑल डिजायरिंग देयर मर्सी आई कृष्णदास नरेट श्री चैतन्य सत्तामृत फॉलोइंग इन देयर फुटस्टेप्स द सेम द भक्ति वेदांत परफॉर्म्स ऑफ द श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु सत्तामृत आदि लीला 16 चैप्टर डिस्क्राइब द फर्स्ट टाइम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड द चाइल्डहुड एंड यूथ कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मुरे
चैतन्य प्रभु
तुमा बिना ये दयालु जगत तो संसारे
तुमा बिना ये दयालु
पतित पावन हेतु कब पारो
पतित पावन
मौसम पित प्रभु ना पाई बेहारो
मौसम पित प्रभु
प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रेमानंद सुखी
प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रेमानंद सुखी
कृपा बोलो कौन करो आमी बड़ दुखी
कृपा बोलो कौन करो
दया कर सीतापति अद्वैत गोसाई
दया कर सीतापति अद्वैत गोसाई
तब कृपा बोले पाई चैतन्य निताई
तब कृपा बोले पाई
स्वरूप सनातन रूप रघुनाथो भट जुग जीव प्रभु लोकनाथो
भट जुग जीव
श्री आचार्य प्रभु श्रीनिवास
दया
रामचंद्र संगम এই সঙ্গীতর কথা রূপাতং পরপটরে কহুছেন নরতম দাস ঠাকুর সং দ্যাট দি বেস্ট কোয়ালিফিকেশন ফর টেকিং শেল্টার অফ দি লোটাস ফিট অফ লর্ড চৈতন্য ইজ টু বি দি মোস্ট ফলন বিকজ দি লর্ড কেম স্পেসিফিক্যালি টু ডেলিভার দি মোস্ট ফলন শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু দয়া কর মোরে তোমা বিনা কে দয়ালু জগত সুন্দর নরতম দাস ঠাকুর অফার্স দিস প্রেয়ার সো পিটিয়াসলি ক্রাই প্লিজ হ্যাভ ইওর মার্সি অন মি অল মার্সিফুল ওয়ান্ডারফুলি মার্সিফুল চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু প্লিজ অ্যাজ মার্সিফুল অ্যাজ ইউ ইন দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড নোবডি ইজ অ্যাজ মার্সিফুল অ্যাজ ইউ ইন মেটেরিয়াল পতিত পাবন হেতু তব অবতার মোর সম্পতিত প্রভু না পাইবে হিয়ার ইট সেজ স্পেসিফিক্যালি লর্ড কেম লর্ড চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু কেম টু ডেলিভার দি ফলন্স চৈতন্য নরতম দাস ঠাকুর পতিত পাবন হেতু তব অবতার দি পারপাস অফ ইয়োর ডিসেন্ট ইয়োর ডিসেন্ট ইন দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ টু ডেলিভার দি মোস্ট ফলন্স মৌসম পতিত প্রভু না পাইবে আর ইউ ক্যান নট গেট সচ এ ফলন পার্সন অ্যাজ আই অ্যাম দি মোস্ট ফলন অ্যান্ড ইউ ক্যান নট গেট সচ এ ফলন পার্সন অ্যাজ আই অ্যাম অ্যান্ড ইউ আর দি ডেলিভারার অফ দি ফলন স্পেসিফিক্যালি ইউর অবতার ইনকার্নেশন দিস এজ অফ কালি ইজ টু ডেলিভার দি মোস্ট ফলন সোল আই অ্যাম দি মোস্ট 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 ফলন সোল ইউ ক্যান নট গেট ফলন সোল অ্যাজ আই অ্যাম সো আই ডিজার্ভ ইউর মার্সি হ্যাঁ ইউ ডিজার্ভ হ্যাঁ থিঙ্কিং ওয়ান থিঙ্কস অ্যান দি মোস্ট ফলন অনলি হি ডিজার্ভস দি মার্সি অনলি হি ডিজার্ভস দি মার্সি অফ মহাপ্রভু অদারওয়াইজ হাউ ক্যান ওয়ান ডিজার্ভ এভরিথিং আই এম নট ফলন গ্রেট হাউ ইজ গ্রেট মার্সি অফ মহাপ্রভু হ্যাঁ সো থিঙ্কস আই এম গ্রেট I am not fallen. I am very liberated. He cannot get. There are no qualifications. To surrender unto Mahaprabhu. How can he get the favor of Mahaprabhu, mercy of Mahaprabhu? The thing seems very great. That's what he says. Mosama potita prabhu na pai vya. You will never get. Sadhapam so atayam. I am the most fallen. Most degraded. Therefore says, lowest of the low. Lowest of the low. You understand? Tumhara Vishuni Chena means more insignificant than a blade of grass lying in the street. And the lowest of the low. If one least chronological list will be prepared, the my name will come at the bottommost position. You understand? Bottommost. Nobody is below me. Isn't it? Everybody is above me. That is the Sunadati Sunichabhav. That is the mentality of how one should think oneself more insignificant than a blade of grass lying on the street. Understand? E prakar manaprati na hale mahaprabhunkar charana ashraya kari paribo na tumi mahaprabhunkar krupa milibo na. Eta kotha ta bhajan. Of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya is to be the most fallen because the Lord came specifically to deliver the fallen soul. Yes. So this is the example here. The poetic champion was certainly most fortunate. His life was successful by dint of his vast learning and erudite scholarship, and thus he attained the shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next morning when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and surrendered unto his lotus feet, Lord bestowed his mercy upon him and cut off all his bandages to material attachment. Mahaprabhu is so merciful, wonderfully merciful. He showers his mercy indiscriminately. So in purport Srila Prabhupada that to say Nartam Das Thakura's song, that the best qualification of taking shelter of the lotus feet of Chaitanya is to be the most fallen, because the Lord came specifically to deliver the fallen soul. Specifically came to fallen souls in Kali Yuga. All are fallen, most fallen. All are more than Jagai and Marha is in Kali Yuga. All. Therefore, Mahaprabhu specifically descended here, came here to deliver these fallen souls. This is, there are very few scholars. Almost everyone is a fallen meat eater, drunkard, woman hunter or gambler. Such persons are never considered learned scholars, even they are engaged in all these activities. How they be considered as great scholars, learned scholars, if they are engaged in meat eating, drinking, liquor, and illicit sex, and gambling, and all are engaged. But they pose as great scholars. Therefore, such person never considered learned scholar, even if they pose as such. Because these so-called scholars superficially see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associate with the fallen soul, they disregard Mahaprabhu. They think that he is meant for a lower class of men, but we are very higher class of men. We don't need him. Such pada persons. Thus, such scholars do not take to Krishna consciousness. They cannot take to Krishna consciousness of popped up persons. To be popped up with false learning, therefore, is a disqualification for accepting Krishna consciousness movement. Unless one becomes so humble, how he can accept this process of Krishna consciousness? You see why Mahaprabhu is so humble? How he says that champion poet, such popped up scholar, I am not even fit to be your disciple. Who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, so humble. He never speaks things theoretically. This Mahaprabhu teaching in Sikhyasa Katranada Vishunishena Sarori Vasaishunana Amanena Mamadena Sittanya Sadahari. Mahaprabhu's most famous teaching, most important teaching. Kaviraj Goswami says, make a garland of this verse, put around your neck, there to do Haribhajan. Otherwise you cannot do Haribhajan. Thinking oneself more insignificant than a blade of grass lying on the street. Lowest of the law. Where is? Pride. Sarori vasaisana, be as tolerant as tree. Amani manala. Don't demand respect for yourself. Rather pay respect to one and all. Krishna is Sandani, because Krishna is there. You understand? This should be the mentality. And Mahaprabhu practically exhibits this, though he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He never says this theoretically. Mahaprabhu is a practical teacher. He himself practices this. This is special characteristic of Mahaprabhu. This is special characteristic. In case of Kashi, a poet, popped up poet, came next morning because at night, that poet offered worship to Saraswati Devi, Goddess Saraswati, who said, oh, whom you met today, is Supreme Personality of God, it is my husband. Then he understood, but he was disregarding, he is a boy who was teaching the ABCD of grammar. So this, because thinking is also very great. Such a great learned scholar. He doesn't know Alankar Sastra. He only teaching the children grammar. A, B, C, D, all alphabets teaching. Teaching only, he doesn't know Alankara, this metaphor, this rhetoric. I am great. So this is that. Still Mahaprabhu Savar is mercy on such a person. You understand? When Saraswati Devi came, then everything changed during night time. Next morning came, surrendered unto Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Surrender unto the lotus feet says Mahaprabhu, that Mahaprabhu saw his mercy. And Krishna said that same thing with it. But say, most concluding instruction. Last conclusion, Krishna says, Sarva Dharmaan Parichajya Mame Kavusanam Raja. abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender. Complete surrender, unconditional surrender. Complete surrender, unconditional surrender. Not artificial, not partial, not conditional. Complete surrender. Unconditional surrender. That's he gets the mercy. Krishna gets mercy Mahaprabhu. That's the same. Satyam Chandra Amrita. Sadananda Saraswati Parthe. Yathāda Bhagavura Padāra Vindi. Vindita Bhaktiṃ Krita Punya Rāsi. Tathātathātathotsarpati hudya kasmāt rādhā padāmbhado sadāmbhurāsi. You have translation? All right.
When a pious person attains devotion to the lotus feet of Lord Gaura, the ocean of nectar from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani suddenly floods his heart.
Sansāra dukhadaladu patitasya kāma rādhādi nakramakare kavali kutasya rādhādi Durbasana Nigaratasya Nirasvayasya Chaitanya Sandramama Dehi Padavalambam.
I am shamed by sinful desires. I have fallen into the painful ocean of repeated birth and death. The sharks and crocodiles of lust and anger are devouring me alive. I have no shelter. O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, please rescue me. Please give me shelter to lotus feet.
Sansāra sindhu tarani hudayum jadisyāt saṅkirtana mutarase ramate manasyat premam budhau viharani jadisitta brutit chaitanya chandra tarani saranam prayātu.
If one's heart is set on crossing beyond the ocean of repeated birth and death, if one's heart relishes the sweet nectar of Krishna Sankirtan, and if one's heart yearns to swim and sport in the ocean of pure love of Krishna, then one should take shelter of Lord Gaurachandra's feet.
Yes. Without that, nobody can get Krishna. Prema. Because Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanya, most munificent incarnation. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanyamne Gaurapuishana. Srila Rupa Goswami offered this pranam mantra to Mahaprabhu, who is most munificent. Because he gives Krishna prema, do you understand? He is the only incarnation who gives Krishna prema. Nobody gives Krishna prema. Mahavadanya. Must be infinite incarnation. Those who surrender unto him, those who take shelter at Gaura, indiscriminately he gives Krishna prema to them. Do you understand? Dante nidhaya tunakam padayon nipatya.
He Sadhava-sakala-meva-vihaya-dhurat-gurangatandra-taroni-kurutanuragam. I take a straw in my mouth. I fall down at your feet and flatter you. You are such a great and intelligent man. There is no one greater than you. You are so intelligent, rich, and beautiful. You may ask, why are you being so humble? Why are you flattering me? What is your intention? Tell me. Oh, sir, you are a great sadhu. You have learned so many nice things, I know. But kick them out, please. Whatever nonsense rascaldom you have learned, whatever hogwash things are in your brain, kick them all out. Throw them all far away and place all your love in the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga.
Lord Gauranga. Darpur, get his straw in his mouth. Saying, dandavat, requesting. Prabhupada Sarasvati. Because, if you do like that, definitely, you'll get nam prema. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu gives prema through chanting holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do you understand? Do like that, then you'll definitely get Mahaprabhu's mercy and you'll get nama prema. Because Mahaprabhu indiscriminately distributes this nama prema. And that verse is also there. Chaitanya Chandra Amrita, this is Prabhupada Saraswati Path. Patra patra vitaranam na kurute na svaparam vikhyate. Deya deya vimarsako nayo hi nabha kala pratiksha prahu ಸದ್ಯೋಜಸ್ರವಣಿಕ್ಷಣ ಪ್ರಣಮನ್ ಧ್ಯಾನಾನಿನ ದುರ್ಲಭಂ ದತ್ತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರಸಂ ಸ್ವಯೇವ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಗೌರ ಪರಂ ಮೇ ಗತಿ.
He does not consider whether a person is qualified or not. He does not see who is his own and who is an outsider.
Yes.
He does not consider who should receive and who should not. He does not consider whether it is the proper time. The Lord at once gives that nectar of pure devotional service that is difficult to attain, even by hearing the messages of the Lord, seeing a deity, offering obeisances, meditating, of following a host of spiritual practices. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Gaura Hari, is my only shelter.
You understand? Such is Gaura. Therefore, Premananda Das, Vaishnava says, Uttamo dhamo kisuna masilo jati dile ko kolo
Uttamo dhamo kisuna masilo jati dile ko kolo
Koi Premanando imana gaurangi hrudoi dhariya bolo
Koi Premananda
who doesn't discriminate whether one is very elevated, whether one is most fallen. But offers is, our lap, please come to my lap, please come to my port, indiscriminately, never discriminate whether one is very elevated, most fallen, never discriminate, without discrimination. Who offers? He showers mercy. Offers his lap to everybody. Come to my lap. Come to my fold. Kaya Premananda Yamana Gauranga Hudaya Dharyabala. Such is Gauranga. Wonderfully merciful, wonderfully munificent, wonderfully magnanimous. Gaura, Premananda Thakur says, keep that Gaura in your heart. Keep that Gaura in your heart and say, Bada Gaurango, Kaha Gaurango, Kaha Gaurangiro Namari, Bada Gaurango, Kaha Gaurango, Kaha Gaurango, Namari, Gaurango, Bhaji, Se Hoi Ama, Kanuri, Jejana, ಭದ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಕಹ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಲಹ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿರ ನಾಮ ರೀ ಜೇ ಜನ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಭಜೆ ಆಮರ ಪ್ರಾಣ ರೀ ಡೂ ದಿ ಭಜನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ದೋಸ್ ವರ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಭಜನ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಮೈ ಲೈಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದ ದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಸೇಸ್ And this is Nartam Das Thakur also says, Gaura Prima Rasanabe Seta Rangi Jivadube Gaura Prima Rasanabe Seta Rangi Jivadube Nartam Das Thakur says, Gaura Primara Sarna Vesya Taranga Javadu Vesya Radha Madhavam Taranga. He is very intimate. Radha Madhav, who drowns himself in this Gaura Prema, ocean of Gaura Prema. Do you understand? Ocean of Gaura Prema, who drowns himself in the very intimate Radha Madhav. He may be a Gruhavasi or Vanavasi. Do you understand? Maybe a Gruhavasi, Vanavasi, maybe a Grihastha or Jati. Living in Griha. Understand? Or living in the forest, whatever may be. If he always says, ha Gauranga, ha Gauranga, ha Gauranga, oh Gauranga. His I, Narottamdas Thakur, beg for his association. You understand? Such a Gaura Bhakta, such a devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu is wonderfully merciful, wonderfully munificent, wonderfully magnanimous vigraha. There is no difference between Gaura and Krishna. In Tattva, they are one. Gaura is Krishna, Krishna is Gaura. But only difference is that Krishna and Radha, Mahabhava Mahi Radha, when they combine together, become Gaura. You understand? In Brother Lila, there are two forms, Krishna and Radha. You understand? In Brother Lila, Rasa Radha Krishna and Madanaksha Mahabhava Yadharani, two forms, separately manifested. But in Gaura Lila, Rasa Radha Krishna is combined with Mahabhava Yadharani and become one body. Not two bodies. This is the only difference. Otherwise, Krishna is Gaura, Gaura is Krishna. There is no difference between Gaura and Krishna. Do you understand? And there are so many sastric inferences, evidences. Nanda Sutta Bali Jare Bhagavate Gai Sei Krishna Vati Na Chaitanya Goswami. Bhagavato says Nanda Sutta, whom Bhagavato says Nanda Sutta, son of Nanda Maharaj. He is Gaura Chandra. He is Gaura Chandra. Do you understand? He is Gaura Chandra. He is Anmila Gokule. He is Bhagavata. Same thing. So, Damodara Goswami says, know me, Krishna Swarupam. I pay my obeisances to that Gaura who is Krishna himself. So, special characteristic of Gaura is Radha Bhava Dviti Subharitam. Krishna, when accepts Radha Bhava and Dviti, the mood of Radharani and complexion of Radharani appears as Gaura. Otherwise, same Krishna. Chaitanya akhyam prakata madhuna tadvayam saikyam aptam krodananda sarasati pada eki bhutam papuravatubo radhaya madhvasya. Chaitanya eki bhuta bapu, one body. Bapu means body. Radha and Madhava, when become one body, that is Gaura. That is Gaura. Otherwise, no difference is there. Sri Gaura kopi brajavirahini bhava madhumastakasti. Siddhantanda. Brajavirahini, feeling the pangs of separation from Krishna, like dancers of Brajabhumi feel the same mood is Gaura. Bhava Madhuripu, with that mood. Sakshat Radha Madhuripu Vapur Bhati Gauranga Chandra. Radha and Madhuripu Madhusudana Krishna. One body is Gaura Chandra. Purport is Krishna is Gaura, Gaura is Krishna. Krishna Lila is Gaura Lila, Gaura Lila is Krishna Lila. But as there is no difference between Nami and Nama, Abhinnapam Nama Namino. There is no difference between Nami and Nama, understand? Name of Krishna and Krishna himself. No difference between Krishna himself and name of Krishna. Nami Nama, understand? But it is there, Purpasna Paramevahanta Karunam, of this Nami and Nama, Nami and Nama, latter is more merciful than the former. Though there is no difference between Nami and Nama. Understand me? Purvasmat parameva hanta karunam. That means, of this former and latter, latter is more merciful than Nama, is more merciful than Nama. Otherwise nothing. The same. Understand? This is the purpose. Therefore, everybody should take shelter of lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without that, absolutely necessary in this age of Kali. Without that, nobody life will be successful. As this example, this example is the champion, poetic champion, Keshav Kashmiri, who took shelter, therefore got the mercy of Mahaprabhu, his life became successful. Bhagyavanta Digvijay Sapala Jivana Vidyavara Paila Mahaprabhu. Bhagyavanta, he became very fortunate, his jivan, his life became successful. He had the perfection in his life when he took shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without that, in the age of Kali, nobody can achieve success in his life. You understand? All should, absolutely necessary, all should, without any condition, surrender unto the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous, wonderfully munificent. Without discrimination, the power offers, offers his life, power's must. And without discrimination, indignantly offers Krishna prema. And that is the ultimate requirement, the prayojana tattva, fifth purusartha, rarely achieved human birth is meant for that. Without that, the man of jivan, the human birth, will never be successful. Nobody will achieve any perfection. That is absolutely necessary. Take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much. Prema Purushottama Sati Nandana Gaura Hari Ki Jai! Prema Purushottama Sati Nandana Gaura Hari Ki Jai! Gaurangara Madhur Lila Ki Jai! Gaurangara Krupa Lila Ki Jai! Gaura Rasa, Chaitanya Charita Amrita Amrita Pipasu Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bola.
Gaur Priyajana Srila Gaurgavinda Maharaj ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Understand? Chant Hare Krishna, dance? No, unless you chant and dance, you cannot get. You cannot get unless you chant and dance. Bolo! Hare Krishna, bolo! Nato!
You say Hare Krishna.
This Leela is an ocean, Guru Maharaj, but you're churning that ocean.
Ocean of nectar. Nectarian ocean, Amruta. Chaitanya Charita Amruta, Amruta. You understand? Amruta means nectar. Nectarian, ocean of nectar. Only one. Jahar Eka Bindu. Amrutera Sindhu. Chaitanya Charita Amrutera Sindhu. Jahar Eka Bindu. The Premi Bunyaya Bhagavad. One drop. One drop of that ocean will inundate the whole world with the prema. One drop only. Such is Chaitanya Leela. Chaitanya Charita. Amrutera Sindhu. The ocean of nectar. Just one drop from that nectar can inundate the whole world with the flood of prema. Yes. Such is Chaitanya.
Oh.
so nectary and so sweet. Ah. So nectary and so sweet. And so, that's that. Udarjolila. Krishna Lila is sweet, madhurya, because Krishna is full of all sweetness, all beauty, all sweetness, madhurya. Krishna Lila is madhurya maya lila, is all sweet. But Gaura Lila is more than that, is both sweet and both magnanimity, udarjya lila, madhurya and udarjya. Two parts are there. Lila, first time, there are two parts. One is madhurya, other part is audharya, magnanimity. And Mahaprabhu's lila, Gaura lila, is both sweet and magnanimity. Audharya and madhurya. Yes, that is Gaura lila. This will get to speak. It's audharya my lila. Full of magnanimity. Madhurya, wonderful magnanimity.
How is it that we cannot receive prema without Mahaprabhu's mercy? How is that?
Nobody gives prema. Only Mahaprabhu gives. Nobody gives prema. Mahaprabhu gives indiscriminately. Never discriminates. Krishna discriminates. But Mahaprabhu, Krishna doesn't give prema at all. He gives it hidden. Rakhe Lukanya. Gives the hidden matter. When that Krishna comes as Mahaprabhu, he freely distributes. You understand? Krishna gives this prema. He is the prema pradata. He is the giver of prema. But Krishna doesn't give prema. He keeps it hidden, keeps it in very, very secure place. Chamber, inside another chamber, inside another chamber, inside another chamber. Locked very tightly. Such place is secure. But when he comes as Gaura, broke open all chambers. He feels it. That is Gaura. That is Gaura. Mahabharanya avatar. Prema purushottama. Nama Mahabharanya. Krishna prema pradayata. He is Krishna prema. Nobody gives Krishna. That is special characteristic of Gaura.
A very auspicious time.
Yes. And this Kali Yuga is special Kali Yuga. Because Gaura appears. And distributes Krishna prema freely, indiscriminately. It doesn't appear in all Kali Yuga, only in the special Kali Yuga. He appears. Though you are very fortunate that you are born in this Kali Yuga and get. So the opportunity is available for you and you should have it. Don't miss the opportunity. If you miss, then most unfortunate you are. If you have a healthy opportunity, then you become most fortunate. Satyapada fellow, poetic champion, who are disregarding Mahaprabhu, great offender, he got mercy. What to speak about us? Said, oh, he's a boy. He is teaching the children. Grammar, ABCD grammar. What he knows, Alankara? I know. Oh, pride. And how nicely, very pleasing way. Gaura Mahaprabhu crushed his pride and saw what is good. This was his God. Yes?
It said in that verse that he got Mahaprabhu's mercy because of his vast erudition and scholarship. So, how. Is it, normally we understand it's something from a previous, like some Prakriti or something. How is it that Peshit
has got this? He got this scholarship erudition by the favor mercy of Saraswati. Do you understand? Mother Saraswati's mercy, therefore he has a scholarship and erudition. And that Saraswati told, whom you met is Supreme Swayam Ishwara Bhagavan, my husband. How can I help you live for my husband? So, therefore, you have been worshipping me throughout your life. Now this is the benediction available to you, that you met my husband. Go next morning, surrender unto me. That is what. Understand? Because of that he got mercy.
Huh? Wasn't he also an incarnation of Nimbark? Nimbark Bhagavan? There's something mentioned in Navadvipa Mahatmya.
No, Prabhupada gave that disciplic succession of Nimbarka Guru Parampara. He comes in that Guru Parampara. He's not Nimbarka. Isn't it? Mahaprabhu? Come on, Prabhupada in his purport gave him. The disciplic succession of Nimbarka Sampradaya. Kesavakasu comes in that Sampradaya. Because he got Mahaprabhu mercy, therefore came in that Sampradaya. I could have come.
Jerry Kanapu, he said that Krishna Kashmiri was Sandipani Muni in Krishna Lila. Jerry Kanapu will say that he was Sandipani Muni in Krishna Lila.
Krishna Kashmiri. Sandipani Muni, Gangadas is Sandipani Muni. Yes, it's Gangadas. The Gangadas, Mahaprabhu Loni, Gangadas, Obviously. Satan Mahaprabhu says this thing. He's Sandipani Muni, Krishna's Loni. From Sandipani Muni, and Gaura is learning from Gangadas.
Then how is it, Guru Maharaj? Sometimes it seems like there's some contradiction.
Contradictions, yes. Mahaprabhu didn't learn anything from Keshav Kashmiri.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Gaya Guru Muri.
Thank you. गोपीनाथ के मन सोधी बे मुरे
Oh, Oh, God.
This is a prayer at the lotus feet of Gopinath. This is the only means. Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahaprabhu.